Well, I don't compare myself to other states a lot of times, but I can tell you that we constantly monitor our access and wait times. It's an indicator for me if I need to change how we're providing care or increase capacity or hire more providers. So we've been monitoring this for a very long time. I'm very happy to report that our access is very good. And I think that Congresswoman Noem's comments and the comments from all of our veterans is that, you know, we do get them in and we do provide the care they need, and that there aren't any delays that are even comparable to what's been alleged at some of the other facilities in the country.
Good enough. Anything you'd like to add? I've asked you a million questions. Anything you'd like to add?
I just want to make sure that our community knows that this VA hospital is here for our veterans. We have 30% of our employees are veterans, and we're committed to doing the right thing for our veterans every day, providing them the care that they deserve and that they've earned. And we take care of veterans in South Dakota, Western Minnesota, Northwestern Iowa, and we're proud of the care we provide, and we are here for our veterans, and we want to make sure that they know that their facility is here for them, providing the care that they need.